You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Instant Crush, and this is Instant Crush. Back for another week, Wednesday at midnight. Glad to be here. My name is Jared Cohen. I'm joined by my good friend Finian Sococcio.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we're here and happy to bring you another hour of pretty good music, maybe some conversation. We'll get right into it. That was Instant Crush, and we've got some Velvet Underground. Oh, sweet nothing.
Ain't got nothing at all.
Thank you. The tempo one more time. This is a song that I want to dedicate to all the miniskirts. You know, song goes something like this. My favorite. My dig. Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old miniskirt dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, you try your little tenderness. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, nah. I know she's waiting, just anticipating the thing that she'll never, never, never possess. No, no, no. But while she's there waiting, try just a little bit of tenderness. That's all you got to do. Now it might be a little bit sentimental, no, but she has her griefs and cares. Yeah, 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 yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it makes it easier to bear. Oh, she won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's all so easy. All you got to do is try, try a little tenderness. Yeah. Damn it, huh? All you got to do is know how to love her. You got to hold her, squeeze her. You got to hold her, don't squeeze her, never leave her. You got
found a way behind your defenses. They never notice the zap gun in your hand until you're pointing it and stunning your senses.
Chip down. Southern Cross for the first time. Your understand now why you came this way. Cause the truth you might be running from is so small, but it's as big as the promise of a coming day. So I'm sailing for tomorrow, my dreams are dying, and my love is an anchor tied to you,
tied with a silver chain.
I have my ship and all her flags are flying. She is all that I have left,
and music is her name.
Think about
how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using me, larger voices calling. What heaven brought you and me cannot be forgotten. I have been around the world, looking for that woman now. Who now love can endure?
And you know what we. And you know it will. Tested, and we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, make me forget about loving you. In the Southern Cross,
tell me, is you still love? It's 5 a.m. and I'm drunk right now. Tell me, can we still fuck? 101, I'm in the zone right now. Tell me, am I still? I'm telling you just how I feel right now. You say it's just the drugs, and I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I lied to you way before, before, before I had you right in some room. And I can be drunk. Baby, I don't wanna sound righteous. I got 20 bitches sucking like bisons. I just any mini money roll of dices. I pick. She ain't even really my type. And out here, she been losing herself to the night shift. She been losing herself. And I guess, oh girl, yeah, I guess. Yeah, and you've been fighting for your shot. And you've been searching for your spot. Girl, I fit it. Yeah, girl, I fit it. Someone like you. Tell me, is you still love? It's 5 a.m. and I'm drunk right now. Tell me, can we still fuck? 101, I'm in the zone right now. Tell me, am I still? I'm telling you just how I feel right now. You say it's just the drugs. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I lied to you way before.
How they feeling?
Before.
Tonight.
And again, I can be drunk.
Yeah, I know, mommy, I know. It's 2 a.m., no stress. Take 3, that bullshit kick in. And 30, you feel your best. I turn my old spot to crucial. It's crucial the way I left. Upstairs, it's like a lure. A lure, just be the best.
I'm looking. looking at her. When her son to turn into you, now you starting to fuck up my mind. Is it you, is it her?
We probably trapped to the birds. F-29 is my address in case you ain't heard. It's flooding upstairs, it's elite. I don't make it squeak, I make this shit beat. Bon appetit when I feast.
Slipping and slide through the streets, it takes a Venice. Especially in this cabaret jeep, engine make it hard to creep. Just leave the gate open, through the side door I'm a creep. Are you by the Terrell and all the kids downstairs asleep? And are you obsessed by yourself a minute from now? Is it some room for me? Baby, do tell. Tell me, is you still love? It's 5 a.m. and I'm drunk right now. Tell me, can we still fuck? 101, I'm in the zone right now. Tell me, am I still? Telling you just how I feel right now. You say it's just the drugs. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I lied to you way before, before, before I had you writing some wounds. But then again, I can be drunk.
Thank you. the baddest girl I ever seen. Straight up out of movie scene. Who knew she was a drama queen? That'd turn my life to Stephen King's. Up late night like she on patrol. Checking everything like I'm on parole. I told her it's some things she don't need to know. She never let it go. Oh, okay, okay.
Drop it.
Cause I don't want a RoboCop. You moving like a RoboCop. When did you become a RoboCop? Nah, I don't need no RoboCop. Just looking at your history. You're like the girl from Misery. She said she ain't take it to this degree. Well, let's agree to disagree. Shorty kinda crazy, but it turned me on. Keep it up enough to keep it going on. I told her it's some things she don't need to know. She never let it go. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, okay. You are never stopping now. You're never stopping now. Okay, okay, okay. You are never stopping now. You need to drop it now.
Drop it, drop it.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jared Cohen. This is Instant Crush. We've been just playing some music for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Give you a run through of what you heard. We started off with Instant Crush. We had Oh Sweet Nothing by the Velvet Underground, Boogie On, Reggae Woman, Stevie Wonder, Try a Little Tenderness live at the Monterey International something rather by Otis Redding, Sleeping with the Television On, William Joel, Dream by Al Green, Southern Cross by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I Know? By Travis Scott, Josie by Steely Dan, and RoboCop by Kanye West. And now we are here. It is 12:53 a.m., excuse me.
Yeah.
Beautiful and windy and cold night here in Medford. And we're back. This is Instant Crush, as I said, on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Finian, what's on your mind?
Well, honestly, I've just been, aside from being sad about Valentine's Day, I've been sad about the Super Bowl. I think all of America is sad, except for the state of Kansas. And maybe isn't Kansas City like divided on
Missouri?
Yeah, so some Missouri residents are probably happy too, but no one else is.
Are we not happy because we just don't want to see success? Is it like the Patriots? Is it the same thing?
Well, yes and no. Absolutely, but also just in general, I think you can agree that some of the Kansas City Chiefs players have behaved unbecomingly.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah. Yeah. At least the ads were good, though. I really liked the Dunkin' ad with...
the Dunkings?
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to get the sweatsuit, but it sold out in like 1 minute.
Mark Wahlberg is somewhere punching air.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, how'd they leave him out?
He's not in it. They got Brady, Maddie, yeah. And...
Well, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are a duo, so I guess you just throw in Tom Brady. Yeah. But there were some good ads. What was that one terrible one that played like 8 times? I got out of my head, so actually don't remind me.
It was
so
like the food service.
So I don't like
service.
Temu.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Temu,
oh
yeah.
God, never again. But on the hate of Kansas City, I'm a Patriots fan, and I always hated the fact that everyone hated us. I was like, you just hate success.
Sure.
You know, people would say cheating, whatever. I never really bought into that. Some people do. Yeah. Whatever. This is now, the Chiefs have no cheating allegations yet, mm-hmm. and people hate them because they're winning. And I work at a radio show, and people call in, sports radio, and there's this ongoing debate about Patriots fans and this, and the hosts of the radio show are convinced that everyone in New England hates Patrick Mahomes, and that they're wrong for doing that. A lot of people call in and say, I love Patrick Mahomes, I appreciate greatness, whatever, whatever. The other group is like, I don't want to see Mahomes get near Brady's legacy, so I'm rooting against him.
Yeah.
I think there are people in both camps. I think there are a lot of people who appreciate what the Chiefs are doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Bostonian transplant, maybe. I mean, so that part of me, let Mahomes succeed as much as he wants. I mean, he's clearly one of the most talented football players we've ever seen. It's just that I think there are so many players on the Niners that I wanted to see. That's the thing. You want to see success for your favorite players. And, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, you want to see those guys.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I really would have wanted the Niners to win, as opposed to the Chiefs, having no dog in the fight, is so that Mahomes wouldn't encroach on Brady, which is a selfish motivator.
You're a big Brady guy.
But aside from that, I mean, it is true. We went from Michael Jordan A to Michael Jordan B with no gap in between. They played at the same time.
That's true.
And the odds of that happening... we're pretty lucky, I have to be honest. It's like
maybe it's a new normal, though. I mean, there's just so many talented individuals, and sports training is better than it's ever been. We're probably going to see, Mahomes 2.0 in a couple years.
I mean, it's like, you see the picture of Mahomes without a shirt on?
No.
He's got a dad bod.
Yeah.
And he like acknowledged it. He was like, guys, stop making fun of me. Like, this, you would not pick out this dude as like the greatest football player in the world.
Brady was the same way.
Yeah. I don't know. These people are, I think, just,
I guess,
they're
yeah,
one in a million.
Right, they have that, right.
Mahomes just, like, can throw the ball super funky, but it's like, he makes the right decision on, like, every play. And I don't know if he has the same crazy habits as Brady does. I have to assume that he does, because I think that's the difference.
They're both clearly obsessed.
Because, like, why has Josh Allen not made it out the AFC? Because of Patrick Mahomes. Because
right.
of Patrick Mahomes.
He doesn't want it as much.
Or just because Mahomes is that good.
No, I know.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Halftime show, we have a disagreement.
Look, I like Usher as a person, and I think
so do I. I have no problem with Usher.
I saw a good tweet. I don't know what it was. Somebody said, like, for all these kids complaining, like, imagine in 20 years when, Ariana Grande brings out Billie Eilish at the halftime show and you're excited. And I was like, okay, I see what you're going for, but, like, Usher's sort of in the weird spot where, like, he's sort of our generation. We're in our early 20s.
Yeah.
But he's also sort of...
He's old.
Yeah, he's like... I don't know how old is he. He's like probably like 38 or something.
No, he's more than 30. He's been doing music for like 30... Not 30 years. Over 20 years.
I'm going to confidently say he's no more than 44.
I'm going to say he's like 48.
Somebody call in and tell us.
He's 45, so we split the difference.
Okay, well, I was wrong.
But I just didn't think there's... Like, I appreciate the roller skates and the theatrics and everything. Looked great. Music itself, very uninspiring.
I liked the shot when the camera was tracking him on the roller skates. It was real cool. That was a cool shot, but yeah.
Uninspiring.
The music was...
Will I Am didn't he couldn't even tell it was him,
Lil,
first of all.
Lil John.
Yeah.
Right, he would turn down for what?
I was very disappointed. People got on me for saying that. My thing is, tell me what halftime shows it was better than. I think it's a very short list. In the past recent years, we've had some really good ones.
I can't remember the bad ones, so yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Rihanna, I prefer that one.
The Weeknd's was
great. The Weeknd's was great. Lady Gaga was really good. That was probably a long time ago.
Katy Perry,
yeah, better than this.
That
Bruno Mars,
iconic.
Both times better than this. So I'm hating. You call me a hater. I just wasn't inspired.
You know, I tend to agree with you, but we digress. It was entertaining to say the least.
It was entertaining.
It was a great Super Bowl overall. Great game.
We're gonna go into a PSA here. I don't know what PSA should we do today. We always try to prevent you from hearing something potentially traumatic. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Let's do a shorter one. What about saving for retirement? That's got to be pretty tame. All right, here's a PSA on saving for retirement.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.